करंट, स्केलर, वेक्टर। हे देयर, यू आर लिसनिंग टू फिजिक्स स्वैग एंड टुडे आई विल बी टॉकिंग अबाउट करंट, वेदर इट्स अ स्केलर, इज इट अ स्केलर, इज इट वेक्टर, या इट शुड बी वेक्टर बिकॉज इट हैज बोथ मैग्नीट्यूड एंड डायरेक्शन। Sorry, sir, it's not so. We know that scalar is a quantity which has only magnitude. Vector is a quantity which has both magnitude as well as direction. But current, though it has both magnitude as well as direction, it is not a vector quantity. Why? Because it does not obey the law of vector addition. Only because a quantity has both magnitude as well as direction, it cannot be considered as a vector quantity. It also has to obey and satisfy the law of vector addition, which current does not. I can give you an example. How is it so? Now we know that the formula for that we get from the law of vector addition, that is r square equals to a square plus b square plus 2ab into cos theta. So in this formula, I'll just take cos theta. If you put theta equals to 90 degree, then we know that cos 90 is 0. Then the output will be 0. So, but it's not so with current, because now consider two wires mutually perpendicular to each other connected to a source. Then according to this vector law of addition, I should not get the output. The output should be 0. But it's not so. When I put on the switch, current flows through it and I will surely get the output. So this shows that current does not obey vector law of addition. Because if it obeyed, then I would not get the output. To say in simpler words, in mathematical terms, we all know Ohm's law, right? What it says, V equals to IR, where V is voltage, I is current, and R is resistance. Now, how you'll take the current value of through this equation? V equals to IR, so I will be V by R. Voltage is also scalar, resistance is also scalar. So this implies current is also scalar, right? To be more simpler, just imagine I'm having a TV fixed in one place, okay, and it's connected to a source. Current flows through it and I'll get the output. I can watch the television. Now imagine that I have moved the TV from that place to a place perpendicular to where it was kept before. I'll put on the switch. I still get the picture. I still can watch television. According to the law, when I kept it perpendicular to its direction, perpendicular to where it was before, I should not be able to watch television. I should not get the output. But it's not so. Wherever you keep it, once it is connected to the source, you will get the output. But it's not so with current. So this implies that current does not obey and does not satisfy the vector law of addition. So, current is a vector quantity. Current is not a scalar, but a vector quantity. Why? Because it does not obey the vector law of addition. So, this was for today. I hope you understood it. And if you have any doubts, do put in a voice message. And yeah, please, whoever is listening to this, please put down your suggestions through a voice note in the voice message section, so that I can improvise on my further content. Thank you.